Captain's log. Everyone's out of food.
Everyone's starving.
Navigating the travel world doesn't have to be complicated. Whether you want to hack your points and miles, figure out where to travel next, or you just need advice on an ethical dilemma. I'm Aislinn Green, host of Unpacked by Afar. And in the brand new season, we are unpacking the most captivating and challenging topics in the travel industry, one conversation at a time. Topics like the sexiness of travel insurance and the perils of quote-unquote bad tourism, and even the secrets to flying with children and not losing your mind in the process. Listen to Unpacked by Afar wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sitting in a group of like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and one person has like enough food. How do you pack 4,000? I mean, like, it's just 4,000 calories a day for like 6 days. So what, like 24,000 calories
into a tiny bear canister?
Into a tiny stupid bear canister.
If I could fill two of those bad boys, just walk up the mountain.
Honestly, it was only harder. You guys got
all those cookie bites.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look at that generosity.
Double Baby's gonna get the nickname.
You have to be food bank for a day now. Oh yeah, y'all were one of the people that donated food. Well, you were there when food bank was christened.
Yeah,
what was funny though is we didn't know he was given the name food bank until we were hiking down, and then Sarah sees him across the canyon.
And I was like, hey, what's your name?
No, I'm good.
He goes, coffee. Food bank. And I was like, fuck. And I go, fuck you, food bank.
Yeah.
I was like, did he say food bank? Because that's perfect.
I gave him that name. At Mary's Water Cache after he...
Oh, you gave him the name?
Yeah. After he showed up with nothing and left with a full resupply.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He started with, like, 4 tortillas and left with a full food bag.
How did you get your food? Bad choice. He razzed oyster too much.
And I got revenge.
I think why it stuck is because I came from zero elevation, decided to jump into the Sierras with no training.
Right from the couch.
Right, yeah. So bad choice. Had COVID like 3 weeks ago, so my lungs are ready.
Yeah. And he also told him every city in Texas that Oyster has lived in was like a bad choice.
He said something was a bad choice, and I thought it was because I said I was from San Antonio, and he was like, that's a bad choice. And I was like, yeah, it is. And then I was like, I lived in Dallas for 9 years, and he was like, that's also a bad choice. He just kept telling me I was making bad choices. So I was like, oh,
Who are you again? What's your name? Yeah, I was like 5 minutes after.
Yeah. I was like, you just met me.
Guess that was also a bad choice.
I'm walking through the quiet alpine forest with a light pack because we left all of our stuff at the base camp for Whitney. And we summited Whitney today. We had really good weather today. Climbed up to that 14,505 foot peak. And it was magical. It felt out of this world. I didn't expect it to feel as good as it did, but yeah, I climbed that. I walked there from Mexico and I climbed that thing, highest peak in the continental U.S. I called my dad for Father's Day and sent him some pictures and called Honey Socks, let her say hi to the group. She was thrilled. She said that made her day. FaceTimed her for a little bit. She looked beautiful. Okay, just have to say that. And now At the top of Mount Whitney, while I had service, booked a hotel for myself, Hollywood, and Prince, Caspian. We're all running out of food. We want to get into town. Take a zero. Resupply. Send in some audio recordings. Do some updates. Etc., etc. The hotel's booked. We're running out of food. So we gotta do it. I think we can. Right now, I'm walking just among pure granite. All around me, kind of these sheer mountain faces. Jagged, rough, totally granite. Tiny little snow patches on some of them. The Sierras are absolutely striking. My morale is way higher out here. The hiking just comes more easily to me for a number of reasons. It's cooler, water's more frequent, it's just beautiful. I think there's a deep biological reason that humans find water beautiful, and there's water all around here. And I think I'm just in, you know, the best shape of my life after 750 plus miles of hiking, and it feels fantastic. So I'm a fan of the Sierras. I am going to be completely out of food, totally empty, which is why we pushed for town today. And in Bishop, Hollywood, Prince, and I are sharing a hotel room for two nights. I'm going to get a lot of stuff done, and we're going to take a zero. And I'm feeling good today, kind of reflecting on this journey so far. It's just, I'm so glad I went through with it. I remember those points where I questioned whether or not it was a good idea. Whether or not it was something I should do. And unequivocally, I can say that so far, I think it might be best thing I've ever decided to do. Besides get help for substance abuse issues, but to me the two go hand in hand. I mean, I don't know if I've ever been happier, more excited, thrilled in my life. But yeah, I mean, I doubted my ability to be smart enough to survive in the wild and handle my gear and make friends, honestly. I thought being the podcast guy would, I don't know, turn people off. But so far, I've made the best of friends. Can't imagine my life without these people. They're absolutely wonderful. I've found what I think is turning into love, has the potential to. I've had the absolute time of my life. It could stop right here, and I would be, it would be a pinnacle experience, even if it ended now at 800 or so miles. But the thing is, if things keep going the way they have been, I'm not even halfway done. I'm not even a third of the way done. I am almost halfway done with California. I'm crunching on some snow. I walk over a stream. Yeah, not even halfway done with the state of California. There is more California to be walked than I have walked in like 2 months. 2 more months of California, is that what that means? And then there's Oregon, the flat land of Oregon, where there are 30-mile days. And then there's the Northern Cascades of Washington. Stunning, again, like the Sierras. I mean, there's so much to look forward to. Honey Socks is coming back, and we'll still have like half of the trail. Over half, right? I think, yeah. Yes, when she comes back, there will be more Pacific Crest Trail to walk than we have walked. Oh my God. And any struggles, most of them have been my own head, just like they always are. New relationship anxiety and stuff like that. You know, is my family mad at me and all that nonsense. But the physical struggle, like right now, I've got a pretty, I don't know, not great hot spot on the ball of my left foot because I wore my shoes too loose, I think. I haven't had that since like day one or two when I got a huge blister. Ball of my left foot, right under my big toe, there's a hot spot. And it doesn't feel awesome, but it's like, I'm almost kind of into it. Like, I like that it hurts a little. It gives me something to push through. And it's like, not the end of the world, like I can survive with it. Let's go around this ice, shall we? Yeah, so as I get to the highest point on the PCT, reflecting on the highest point of my life. Here's another thought. Is it crazy for me to use my credit card points to get Honey Socks return flight? I don't think so. We'll see. I'll probably do it. Because I'm a monster. God, it is gorgeous here. I'm staring out. I'm sitting on a granite rock. Behind me is the big, jagged, rough face. That Forester Pass goes through. And then as I turn around, to my right, maybe 50 yards away, is a small little lake or pond. Some patches of snow. Down to my left, maybe 200 yards away, is a larger lake, two large lakes. And then out in the distance are just summits, patchy snow, blue sky. You can hear creeks flowing. I mean, this is strikingly beautiful. One of the most beautiful places I've ever been. I'm so grateful to see this part of the earth and touch nature in this way. I love you, Sierras.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aaliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katopish.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.